103. And I think I'll read the whole psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as flower of the field, so he flourisheth, for the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all his places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And with that, the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Now, I should ask you what time this meeting closes, so I don't go over the time. 1:45? Okay. I'm going to give you what's on my heart, a little bit I've been thinking about in this psalm on various occasions, and I was thinking about it again today. You will notice that this psalm, as well as Psalm 104, opens and closes exactly the same way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So the psalmist here is very concerned about that his soul is praising the Lord. I think G. Campbell Morgan, who said that this psalm is the most purest psalm, or the psalm of purest praise there is in the Bible. And I have no doubt to question that, because as I read it with you, you can see it is a psalm of pure praise. And the psalmist is expressing to his God the praises from his soul. And we ought to be praising our God day by day. When we praise our God. As a result of the ministry, we should be praising our God. As the hymn writer said, the spiritual hymn writer said, praising my Savior all the day long. Now, in the Hebrew, the word for praise really gives us the idea of an attribute or quality of God. In its noun form, it occurs the first time in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. And here's the phrase, fearful in praises. Of course, Exodus 15 is the song of Moses, the first recorded song in Scripture. And it's a song all about God, what he did by himself, what he acquired for himself, and what he is in himself. And Moses and the congregation are singing praises to God. So there's the first reference. But the verb in the Hebrew occurs in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 15. You remember that Abraham went down into Egypt, he and Sarah, and Lot with him. And down there, of course, the princess, or Pharaoh, had his eye on Sarah. And we read these words that the princess of Pharaoh praised her to Pharaoh. Now, the word praise isn't there, but the idea is there. So the princess of Pharaoh saw her, and they praised Sarah to Pharaoh, because they saw something in her that they didn't see in another woman there. And they wanted her for Pharaoh. So you get the idea. It's a quality, an attribute about a person or a thing. And of course, we're thinking about our God and our Savior tonight. The Psalms could well be called the Book of Praises, because that's really the whole idea. And someone has counted up, there are 160 times the word praise occurs in the Book of Psalms. And only 87 times in all the rest of Scripture. So we can really say the Book of Psalms is really the Book of Praises. The Hallel Psalms are Psalm 113 to 118. And what are they all about? Well, they simply are Israel expressing their praise to God for delivering them out of Egypt's bondage. And rightly so. For they saw what God had done for them in the land of death and darkness. So those Hallel Psalms are all about praise to God for what He had done for them. Then I noticed as well that Psalm 117 is the shortest psalm in that Hallel section. And it's really called the Universal Choir of Praise. It is yet to be sung. Israel has sung it. But in the coming day, when Israel is restored and Gentiles are saved, it's going to be a universal choir of praise to the God of heaven, to the Lamb that sits upon the throne. It's going to be a remarkable song. Can you imagine the universe singing that song for what God has done? We're waiting that day. What an anthem of praise it is. Now, I notice in verse 1, the psalmist says here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." So the psalmist is really bubbling over, isn't he, with praise. It's not half-hearted praise, but his whole heart is absorbed in praise. Maybe he wasn't like that before, but likely he had gone through experiences in life as you and I have done, and as a result of those experiences, we have praised our God for what He has done for us. We've looked within, and we saw how desperately we faced the situation, and how unwisely we behaved, the wrong thoughts, the bitterness, and so on. But as we search ourselves, what happened? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Doesn't that remind you of Psalm 45? As the psalmist there writes, "My heart is undoubting a good matter, for I speak of the things concerning the king." And as he thought about the king, his heart was literally bubbling over. Well, the same idea here, isn't it? His heart was filled with praise as he picked up the pen and began to write about the king. Well, we can talk about our king, our Savior, and our God tonight. And we've been reminded in prayer what He has done for us. We are Thine, O Lord. Thank God we're His. And His by right and title. We'll never be lost. We have every reason to praise our God. But we should be filled with praise, shouldn't we? O my soul, bless the Lord, O my soul. But it isn't always so, is it? And my time is almost gone, but I just want to draw this to your attention. Remember when God saved you? It's almost like the words that the Lord Jesus said to the woman in John chapter 4. "The water that I shall give thee shall be in thee, a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." Remember that took place when the Spirit of God indwelt you? And you were filled with the Spirit of God, and you were singing God's praises. I remember my brother got saved in 1952. The very first thing I noticed, was he was singing praises to God. And I loved the songs he sung, and I longed to know about the Savior that he was talking about, but I didn't know him then. It took another 10 years, but then I began to sing. I wish my heart was full of praise like the psalmist was here most of the time, but it isn't. How often the water of His grace lies low in the soul, doesn't it? And it takes a lot of pumping to get it up. I was raised on a farm, and we had three wells in our farm. And in the spring, every one of them, the water's right to the top. You took the pump handle, one push, and out came the water. But by June, July, that wasn't so. You had to prime it. And you had to pump and pump. And finally the water come up. But it took a lot of pumping. Do you feel like that sometimes? When you come to a conference, or to a minister meeting, you felt like you need the grace, the water of His grace to be rising higher in your soul, and the result of ministry given, that's just exactly what has happened. And you've gone home rejoicing. But then it soon ends again, doesn't it? You see, the conference isn't always the answer to it. But thank God for them. I believe they're scriptural. If it does nothing more than this to get our hearts pumping again with praise to our God, then thank God. But it should make us go home and get into the Word of God so that we are digging deep in the water of His Word so that praise will come up. That's where it comes from. If that's not true in our souls tonight, then maybe we're not reading the Bible. We're not digging deep in His Word. The Spirit searches the deep things of God and He expects us to do something about it. If I neglect the Word of God, I know what the problem is. There's sin in my life. I'm cold. But when I begin to get into His Word and dig, then there's something to offer to Him and praise. And thank God for that. Maybe our assemblies need to be stirred up again. Maybe praise is not flowing in our assemblies like it used to be. Maybe we're unhappy with one another. Personality clashes. Maybe in our home the same way. Things are not flowing there. There's trouble in the home. Teenagers are causing problems. Problems between husband and wife. The marriage is not good. The answer is this. First of all and foremost, the Word of God is being neglected. We've got to read the Bible. We've got to be at the assembly meetings. We need to go to conferences. Whatever the cost is, we need to go. And thank God for the Christians who do go to conferences, but some don't. And I think they suffer the consequences as a result of that. But my time is gone. I just want to leave that with you tonight, that God might give us a good and godly conference so that our hearts will be filled with praise to our God for what He's done for us. You notice in verse 2, He gives some reason why he's praising His God. And the very first reason is because He has forgiven us all our iniquities. That's the first benefit He talks about. And thank God, He has forgiven us of all our iniquities and our transgressions. That's something to thank God for. When we think of friends tonight, loved ones who don't know the Savior, and the Lord Jesus is coming very, very soon, and they could probably miss out. Thank God that He saved us when He did. And I hope we're praising our Savior tonight and keep on praising Him until the hour of our receiving. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His